Yo, what's going on, everybody? Today is February 20th, and today we got some hip-hop daily news. Today we got Famous Dex, the chain incident. Somebody snatched Famous Dex chain. So Famous Dex replied to the incident today, or either yesterday, about the incident. And he said, it's not like they deboed his chain. So basically he's saying, like, you know, deboed it, like, on Friday. Somebody, he just deboed, just snatched the chain and just took off. They didn't do that. He said he ain't no punk. He ain't deboed. It was a setup. I don't get why all these people trying to snatch chain for a little bit of fame. I don't get it. You know, we had in 2017, last year, we had an incident with Trill Sammy. Trill Sammy, he was on stage. One thing you don't do, don't bend down and you got your chain. That's one thing. You just begging for your chain to get stolen. And you got a whole bunch of dudes. Like, that's one thing. If you see a whole bunch of dudes in the first aisle, do not bend over with your chain down. Please don't. Because, you know, that you just begging for your chain to be snatched. So we had Trill Sammy, NBA Youngboy. Somebody tried to snatch his chain. Well, not really snatch, but, you know, somebody grabbed for it a little bit. And then, you know, he looked at him with the death stare with a ski mask on. And yeah, that was kind of crazy. But yeah, so the person that snatched Famous Dex chain was on Instagram saying that, oh, I snatched Famous Dex chain. I got his chain. Da da da, I got his chain. But, you know, I don't really get why people snatch chains. It's dumb. All these people that snatched, the people that were successful and snatching chains, you don't even hear about them no more. Like you had Shy Glizzy. Somebody had his chain. Well, this was like 2 years ago. Somebody had got Shy Glizzy chain. I just don't get what's up with snatching chains. In the Shy Glizzy situation, it was a whole, man, that chain was going all over the place. Like, that place, that chain was everywhere. It was in Germany, Canada, Brazil. It was everywhere. So that's I don't know what to say about that. But Famous Dex, to be honest, I don't really think he worried about that chain. To be honest, I wouldn't even be worried about the chain. He said he ain't no punk. He from Chicago, you know. He ain't no punk, so he gonna get that chain in a day. If he don't get it by the next day, then he a punk. And that's on his mom and all that kind of stuff. To be honest, I wouldn't even worry about the chain. He had the chain ever since he came in the industry and hip hop. So I really don't think, I mean, if you really want the chain, get the chain. But I wouldn't really worry about it. But, you know, and another thing, people need to just, if you're worrying about your jewelry, if you're worrying about your jewelry, please put insurance on it or something. You know, you might end up breaking it. I mean, get it fixed. You got to cover with insurance. And like in this situation, somebody stole the chain, so you got insurance. I don't see why people don't put insurance on their jewelry or things that they have. And then he also said that if they snatched his chain, why didn't they take his watch? And then he showed the watch inside the Instagram video. So I don't believe that they snatched his chain. I think it's all fake and he just doing it for a little bit of clout. But Famous Dex, I really think you should if you don't get the chain, you don't have to fight over no chain. You had the chain for so long. Get a new chain, man. Just get a new chain. You ain't gotta prove to these people, your fans, you know, that you ain't scared or nothing like that. So that's the hip hop daily news, and y'all have a nice day, and I'm out. Yo, what's going on, everybody? Today we got some Hip Hop Daily News, but before I get to the Hip Hop Daily News, I just want to thank everybody for still sticking around to the podcast and favoriting the podcast. I want to thank y'all. You know I've been slacking on constantly giving y'all news, but I've been kind of busy with work and stuff like that, so I want to thank y'all for still sticking with me. But I'm going to bring y'all some news today. I'm going to bring y'all some news, so I ain't going to hold y'all too long. It's probably going to be like a minute and 30 or 2 minutes, but we got Young M.A. Now, before I start this episode, I just want to say, if you're not 18 or older, I'm going to need you to go to the next episode. I'm going to need you to click out this one. You know what I'm saying? But you probably not going to do it, but you need to do it. But anyway, we got Young M.A. If you don't know who Young M.A. is, it's the girl. Thought about that bolo. Yeah, her. She just started a deal or whatever you want to call it with Pornhub. So if y'all didn't know, Young M.A. is a lesbian. So she started directing and writing lesbian porn. So I mean, she making music still. But she's not making as much music as she was before. She still has a little bit of buzz, but not as much buzz as she was before. But, hey, you got to do what you got to do to make more money in your pocket. You writing and directing on Pornhub? Hey, you got to do what you got to do. But, hey, that's it for the Hip Hop Daily News. And I still want to thank everybody for sticking with me and listening to the other episode. And clapping to it, favoriting the podcast. So I want to thank y'all. And we back. Let's get it. Oh man, oh man, oh man. Man, I just tell you, black people just always fighting over everything. We got Gucci Mane and T.I. Gucci Mane and T.I. fighting over something stupid, man. Let me tell you what's going on. First of all, before we even start this episode, I just want to thank everybody for everything, the podcast. And also, still listen to me. I've been slacking, but we back. So, we got Gucci Mane and T.I. Gucci Mane and T.I. been fighting for like the last 2 days. Fighting over who made trap music first. It's stupid. Why is you arguing over who made trap music first? So, Gucci Mane was saying something about he made trap music on Instagram or something about, you know, he made trap music and all this. And then T.I. came out of the blue like, hold on, player. Hold on, you got it all wrong, buddy. Like, no, you did make trap music. I did. I made trap music. So he put it on Instagram or Twitter, one of those, and so there was the album Trap Music in 2003. So Gucci Mane was like, man, nah, we gonna show him that we made trap music. So his manager came out, was like, nah, we have made trap music. And they posted their little album. I forgot what year it was. I think it was like 2001, 2000, something like that. But yeah, they fighting over who made trap music. I think it's really dumb. Like, who cares who made trap music first? Who cares? It's nothing to fight over about. Like, come on. Shoot. I made the TV first. And somebody came at me saying they made the TV first. I don't care. You made the TV. Yeah. You made it. What is it to argue about? Just let it go. Gucci Mane, T.I., y'all gotta, we gotta stick together, man. This, it's hip-hop, man. Just give the people what they want. All they want is music. We don't want no arguments. We don't want none of that. We just want music. That's it. Thank y'all for listening. I'm out. Let's get, what's going on, everybody? We got some hip-hop daily news today. But before we even get to the hip-hop daily news, I just want to thank everybody, every single person, for listening to my episodes, clapping to them, and favoriting my channel. I want to thank y'all. For real. But hey, we got some hip-hop daily news, though. Hey, listen, though. We got some hip-hop daily news. We got Blac Chyna and YB and Almighty J. So, if you didn't know, we got an 18-year-old boy and a 27, 28-year-old woman, one man. All right? Man, look. This boy, okay, if y'all don't know who he is, he's a rapper. He's with YMB, YBN, Namir. That's saying that rap, that song, Rubbing in the Paint, and Bounce Back, something like that. Yeah, he write those. He's with that little clique. Blac Chyna had got rid of all her little thoughts and she just jumping around. She just jumping around like a bunny. Like she just jumping from people to people. And now she got her 18-year-old boy. And I'm looking at these little pictures and I'm looking at them side by side. They look mama and son. Like they look like they could be mama and son. Like, what's going on? Like, what is this? But anyways, man, I ain't here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about what happened last week. So last week, she went out with YB and Almighty J. They went out together, went to a theme park. She had her kid with him, with her, and all of a sudden, I guess some girl wanted to fight her. So, Blac Chyna, she had the little stroller, a little push car thing with her. And started swinging it. Like, they was ready to bump. So, but her security kept getting, like, between them. She was getting ready to bump. No, she was ready. She was ready. The other girl, I don't even know. But, to be honest, I feel like Blac Chyna need to get her ass whooped. She do. She need that treatment. That's the type of treatment she need. Because all this going around, doing people certain ways and all this kind of crap, man, you can't be treating people like that. You can't be doing that. You need your ass whooped and you will learn. But hey, that's how it is.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.